on the Great Sphinx of Giza. In this article, we shall discuss one of the most famous and iconic ancient monuments ever discovered, the Great Sphinx of Giza, with the help of a few questions. Question 1. What is the Great Sphinx of Giza? The Great Sphinx of Giza is a monumental statue located on the Giza Plateau near Cairo, Egypt. It is an ancient symbol of Egypt and one of the world's most recognizable and enigmatic landmarks. The Sphinx is situated on the west bank of the Nile River, facing directly toward the rising sun. The statue depicts a mythical creature with the body of a lion and the head of a human, traditionally believed to represent the pharaoh Khafre of the 4th dynasty of ancient Egypt. However, the exact identity and purpose of the Sphinx remain a subject of debate among historians and Egyptologists. The Great Sphinx is made of limestone and measures about 73 meters, 240 feet, long and 20 meters, 66 feet, tall. It is the largest monolithic statue in the world, carved from a single piece of rock. The Sphinx is believed to have been built around 2500 BCE during the Old Kingdom period of ancient Egypt. Over the centuries, the Great Sphinx has faced erosion, damage, and restoration. Its nose is famously missing, although the exact circumstances surrounding its loss are unclear. Despite its age and wear, the Sphinx continues to captivate visitors from around the world and holds significant cultural and historical importance as an enduring symbol of ancient Egypt's grandeur and mystery. Question 2. What is the history of the Great Sphinx of Giza? The history of the Great Sphinx of Giza is shrouded in mystery, and many details about its origin and purpose remain uncertain. Scholars and researchers have put forward various theories based on archaeological evidence and ancient texts, but definitive answers are still elusive. The Sphinx is believed to have been built during the reign of the pharaoh Khafre, who ruled Egypt during the 4th dynasty of the Old Kingdom. This period dates back to around 2500 BCE, making the Sphinx over 4,500 years old. It was likely constructed as a part of the larger funerary complex for Khafre, which includes the nearby pyramid bearing his name. The purpose of the Sphinx is a subject of speculation. While many theories suggest it served as a guardian of the pyramids, protecting the pharaoh's tomb and symbolizing royal power, there is no consensus among scholars. Some propose that the Sphinx had a religious significance, representing a deity or embodying the pharaoh's divine connection. Others suggest it had an astronomical purpose, aligning with celestial events or serving as an astronomical marker. During the New Kingdom period, several centuries after the Sphinx's construction, Pharaoh Amenhotep II, 15th century BCE, may have restored and renovated the monument. This is based on inscriptions found near the Sphinx that mention Amenhotep II and repairs made to its damaged body. The Sphinx has suffered significant erosion and damage over millennia due to weathering and human activity. The desert winds, sandstorms, and the annual flooding of the Nile River have all contributed to the erosion of the limestone. The nose of the Sphinx is missing, but the circumstances of its loss are unclear. Some theories suggest it was deliberately damaged, possibly by a cannonball during military exercises in the area, while others propose that it simply eroded. The Great Sphinx was buried in the sand for many centuries until excavation work took place during the New Kingdom and later periods. In modern times, restoration efforts have been undertaken to preserve and protect the monument. Notable restoration projects occurred in the 19th and 20th centuries, focusing on stabilizing the structure and combating erosion. Overall, the historical understanding of the Great Sphinx of Giza is limited, and its true purpose and significance remain subjects of ongoing research and debate. The monument continues to captivate people worldwide and stands as an enduring symbol of ancient Egypt's architectural prowess and enigmatic past. Question 3. What is the history behind the discovery and excavation of the monument? The discovery and excavation of the Great Sphinx of Giza involved a combination of ancient and modern efforts, spanning several centuries. It was likely buried in the sand for centuries following its construction during the Old Kingdom. The precise reasons for its burial remain uncertain. However, during the New Kingdom, 16th century BCE, Pharaohs such as Thutmose IV and Amenhotep II conducted excavations to uncover the Sphinx. Inscriptions found near the monument suggest that Amenhotep II may have undertaken restoration work to repair its damaged body. In 1798, during Napoleon Bonaparte's campaign in Egypt, a team of scholars and scientists accompanied the French army. These individuals, known as the Commission des Sciences et des Arts, documented and studied various aspects of Egypt, including the Sphinx. Their work helped disseminate knowledge about the monument to a broader European audience. In the early 19th century, under the direction of Italian archaeologist Giovanni Battista Caviglia, significant excavation efforts were undertaken around the Sphinx. These explorations aimed to uncover the lower portions of the monument, reveal its body, and clear the surrounding area. However, due to limited resources and technical challenges, the excavation progress was relatively modest. Emile Barraz, a French engineer and archaeologist, conducted extensive excavations at the Giza Plateau from 1925 to 1936. His efforts focused specifically on the Sphinx and its surroundings. Barraz's work revealed various aspects of the monument, including its temples, causeway, and the Sphinx temple located in front of the statue. Throughout the 20th century, several conservation and restoration projects were undertaken to preserve the Sphinx. These initiatives aimed to combat erosion, stabilize the structure, and protect it from further damage. Notable restoration work occurred in the 1980s and 1990s, involving teams of experts from Egypt and international organizations. In recent years, modern technologies have been employed to study the Sphinx and its surrounding area. Remote sensing techniques, such as ground-penetrating radar and laser scanning, have been utilized to explore hidden chambers, tunnels, and potential subsurface features associated with the monument. These investigations have contributed to our understanding of the Sphinx's complex and evolving history. The excavation and ongoing research surrounding the Great Sphinx of Giza have helped uncover new insights into its construction, purpose, and historical context. While many questions about the monument remain unanswered, continued efforts in archaeological exploration and scientific analysis offer the promise of unraveling further mysteries surrounding this ancient wonder. Question 4. What are the main characteristics of the monument? The Great Sphinx of Giza possesses several distinct characteristics that make it an extraordinary and iconic monument. The Sphinx is a composite creature with the body of a lion and the head of a human, typically believed to represent the pharaoh Khafre or a deity associated with kingship. This blending of human and animal features symbolizes power, wisdom, and divine authority. The Sphinx is an enormous statue, measuring approximately 73 meters, 240 feet, in length, 20 meters, 66 feet, in height, and 19 meters, 62 feet, in width. It is carved from a single piece of limestone, making it the largest monolithic statue in the world. The Sphinx is made primarily of limestone, a prevalent material in ancient Egyptian architecture. The limestone blocks were quarried from the Giza Plateau itself, near the Sphinx's location. The face of the Sphinx is one of its most recognizable features, with distinct human-like characteristics. The facial details, including the prominent eyes, prominent cheekbones, and strong, slightly smiling mouth, convey a sense of majesty and mystery. The Sphinx originally bore a headdress known as a nemes, similar to the one worn by pharaohs in ancient Egypt. However, erosion and damage have significantly affected the state of the headdress, making its original appearance less discernible today. The Sphinx is situated on the Giza Plateau, facing directly towards the east, aligned with the rising sun. This frontal orientation is believed to symbolize the sun god and signify the connection between the pharaoh's power and divine entities. The Sphinx is located within a larger complex that includes the Valley Temple, Sphinx Temple, and the Pyramids of Giza. These structures form an interconnected network of religious and funerary elements, likely associated with the pharaoh's mortuary rituals and beliefs. Its size, unique form, and powerful presence make it a remarkable testament to the artistic and architectural achievements of the ancient world. Question 5. What is the significance and legacy of the Great Sphinx of Giza? The Great Sphinx of Giza holds immense significance and has left a lasting legacy that extends far beyond its physical presence. The Sphinx is an enduring symbol of ancient Egyptian civilization. It represents the grandeur, power, and cultural achievements of the ancient Egyptians, particularly during the Old Kingdom period. It has become an icon that embodies the mystique and wonder associated with ancient Egypt in the collective imagination of people worldwide. The Sphinx's association with pharaohs and its composite form of a lion and a human symbolize the connection between royal power and divinity. It reflects the belief in the pharaoh's divine authority and their role as the intermediary between the gods and the people. The Sphinx's presence near the pyramids emphasizes its association with the pharaoh's eternal afterlife and funerary rituals. The Great Sphinx showcases the extraordinary architectural and engineering skills of ancient Egypt. Its colossal size, precise craftsmanship, and the ability to carve it from a single limestone block are a testament to the ingenuity and mastery of ancient Egyptian builders. The Sphinx serves as a testament to the advanced construction techniques employed by the civilization. As one of the most recognizable ancient monuments, the Sphinx has become an integral part of Egypt's cultural heritage. It attracts millions of visitors each year, contributing to tourism and serving as a symbol of national pride. The Sphinx's historical importance lies in its association with the pharaohs, providing valuable insights into ancient Egyptian religion, art, and society. The Sphinx has been a subject of archaeological exploration and research for centuries. Excavations and studies surrounding the monument have revealed valuable information about ancient Egyptian civilization, including its religious practices, burial rituals, and architectural techniques. Ongoing research and investigations around the Sphinx continue to contribute to our understanding of ancient Egypt. The enigmatic allure of the Sphinx has inspired numerous artistic representations, literary works, and popular culture references throughout history. Its imposing presence and aura of mystery have captivated the imaginations of artists, writers, and filmmakers, contributing to its enduring presence in the collective consciousness. The Great Sphinx of Giza's enigmatic nature continues to spark curiosity and fascination, ensuring its enduring place as one of the world's most iconic and awe-inspiring monuments.